早晨，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间，今朝早喺直播室入边咧，我访问咧一位朋友咧，我早喺 The Summer Time 嘅时候认识佢，咁啊好开心咧，就知道佢参加咗咧而家近日咧电视咧播紧嘅呢一个煮餸嘅比赛咧，就是、Food Network 嘅 Top Chef Canada。咁我呢位朋友咧就是、其中一位参赛者咧 ，and the only one representing Vancouver 嘅，咁佢咧就是、一位嘅我哋温哥华 local 嘅好著名嘅厨师，就系、是、Mark Singson。Welcome to the show, Mark. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks
okay,
for having
I want
me.
To move forward a little bit. I met you, Mark, in last summer.
Correct.
Yeah, 我去年 summertime 在这个台湾节就认识 Mark. And I remember you, the impression you gave me, because there was an hour, 那个参加那个比赛就有整个钟的。But it was really funny because you were sort of hanging around waiting and waiting. And I remember watching thinking, okay, what's he waiting for? He kept waiting. 他一直等等等等到最后 I would say maybe the last 10 minutes. 开始煮动了 And there he goes. 他就开始煮煮煮 And I'm watching and thinking, okay, what's going on here? Share that experience.
Just through that moment, again, that competition, what happened there was someone kind of bailed out last minute.
Really?
I only found out about that event 2 days before the event.
So my Mark 話其實嗰次參加嘅比賽咧，原來佢係臨急 last minute 係補人，佢兩日前。My goodness!
I had no idea what I was making that day.
連嗰日咧根本上連煮乜嘢都唔知。You know what? Kudos to you for bravery.
Yeah. I know. So I literally found out 2 days ago. My friend who pulled out of the competition, she couldn't do it. And what ended up happening was.They called me and they said, would you like to do it? And I'm like, at that time, I kind of knew that I was going to be on, you know, on the show.
Already?
Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So
But I was just like, I was like, well, why not?
Yeah.
I have really nothing to lose and I need to put myself in those scenarios and situations so I can...
Train,
you
know,
and train.
That's the only training I have, right? So, Mark told me that there was another one who was supposed to be in the last minute. He couldn't do it. So, last minute, he got Mark to come. This is what I'm talking about. He was trying to get his own competition. So, cooking in public, that won't be the first time for sure.
It definitely won't be the first time.
Yeah.
But that was my first time.
Yeah.
So I felt it, you know? Yeah. I was a little bit nervous. But again, I think my nerves kind of calm down as soon as I'm cooking.
Yeah.
But if I'm overthinking and I'm not cooking, I can feel every single thing.
Right. Mark 話咧，即係 Chef Mark 話咧，佢都幾敏感嘅。佢話咧，佢煮緊餸嗰陣時咧，就一啲都唔緊張嘅噃嚇。但係當佢唔煮餸嘅時候咧，佢就會比較緊張，因為佢好敏感，佢好感受到咧周圍附近咧係發生緊啲咩事嘅。So that day was one of the hottest days in Vancouver. I mean, we as the audience nearly baked. We had our little portable fans, and you guys were in the back, and it was a good thing they put you.Behind the sun and not under the sun. How was that experience?
It was hot, but you know what? It actually just felt like a regular kitchen.
Really?
It was good, the fact that it was hot. Because it kind of put me in the zone.
Aye.
You know, as soon as I kind of, when the time started, and it just felt like a regular kitchen.
Aye. 其實那天就是在這個八月尾九月是酷熱的溫哥華。我們就連 judges 我們都熱死了。我問 Mark 覺得怎樣 ,Mark 說其實就像一個 real kitchen。所以對他來說就都 OK 的都似曾相識嚇 ，looks very familiar. So the question I am asking is, you waited until the very last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So what was your planning?
I just wanted to go with the flow or whatever. Like I in those.
You didn't want to cook it too soon.
I didn't want to cook it too soon. Wow, we're talking about was that the chicken or what?
You had something going and you waited till the very last 10 minutes and then it was fish.
It was the fish.
Fish.
I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I knew from experience that fish, you know, takes about 3 to 4 minutes, depending on the size. And I just wanted to make sure it was as fresh as possible off the pan. And, you know, I think that's what makes a difference, those little details in those scenarios.
是。咁其實呢，就因為呢，大會比賽呢，就比咗一個鐘時間佢哋呢，但係嗰日個材料呢，就係煮魚嘅。咁Mark就想保持呢一個非常之新鮮嘅狀態個魚呢，所以佢就去到最後十分鐘。So all of a sudden, at the last 10 minutes, you and the other competitor were really guns and roses going at it.
Yeah.
cooking up. And in the end, 各位聽眾朋友呢，咁兩個廚師煮出嚟呢，都好好味。But the winner was Mark Singson. Yay!
Yeah. Hey, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked because, you know, I was I just wanted the experience, and I didn't think I had a chance to win. I just, I always feel like I'm the underdog, I think, you know, and anything that I do, I think that's what gives me the drive. So I was like, I'm just going to do my best and go from there, and then...
And Mark 就好謙嘅，真係非常之 humble 咯。佢成日都覺得咧，即係佢好出奇，佢嗰日咧就贏咗咯。佢覺得咧，次次咧去入任何情形咧，佢都覺得佢擺自己係一個次位嘅，即係佢覺得自己係冇人哋咁成功。咁我覺得佢好謙嚇。咁嗱，所以咧，佢嗰日贏咗嘅時候咧，就好高興啦。And it kind of was a life changing moment because the other competitor Jeff, he's now in Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen on his Instagram.
No,
him and his family. He's now working for a hotel in Hawaii.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's moved on to another hotel, and he's actually moved to Hawaii because I see him on Instagram. And then Mark, 當即係我哋另外一位參賽者咧，就一位廚師，本來喺温哥華 downtown 嘅酒店啦，而家去咗 the branch in Hawaii 喺 Honolulu. And then Mark, of course, 就繼續咧就 start 咗呢個 pop up kitchen, which is 我好想問 ，Can you tell me what is a pop up kitchen?
So, what a pop up kitchen? What I essentially do is take over a space that's a well established place, or maybe like let's say a cafe. So I take over a cafe that's closed in the evenings but open during lunch and a little bit in the afternoon. So I basically turn the cafe into a restaurant. I do like a 6-course tasting. I have a bartender. I have a sommelier. Depends on what I'm looking for, and it depends on who basically are the sponsors for that day or for that event.
Okay.
And then I sort of create the menu off that.
好，咁阿 Mark 跟住咧就忙於搞一樣嘢叫 pop-up kitchen。咁我問佢咩叫 pop-up kitchen， 其實咧就係用一啲温哥華咧，譬如淨係開日頭嘅一啲嘅 cafes 啊餐廳，咁然後就佢哋夜晚黑咧就攞咗嚟做咧呢一個食晚飯，就所以叫 pop-up 啦，隨時咧彈起身嘅一個餐廳。咁通常咧 Mark 就會 create 一個 6-course 嘅 menu 啦，亦都會請嚟一個bartender 或者個 sommelier。They will invite a bartender or a sommelier and sometimes even music.DJ?
Yeah, sometimes there's music. We feel out the vibe for the music, but again, at the end of the day, I just need a platform to be able to make the food.
Yeah.
And since I don't work in a restaurant and I don't have a restaurant, I just need to be able to showcase myself in those plates and those scenarios.
So that kind of situation actually works then to have these pop-ups?
Yeah.
Or does it require a lot of work to get it going?
It's actually a lot of work. It seems easy, but when you think about the process and breaking it down, it's a matter of...having to be organized, and it's you have to worry about more than just the food.
係，咁我就起初問啊 Mark， 咁即係得閒咁啊整一個 pop-up kitchen 啦，應該聽起上嚟好容易，但其實應該就唔係咁啊。Mark 都話唔係嘅，因為咧你都要幾有 organisation skills 嘅，因為咧其實咧唔係淨係講關於飲同埋食嘅，咁你要請啱嘅人嚟啦，仲要宣傳你嗰日預備做嘅嘢啦，所以咧係個。準備的那部分呢其實呢都是很重要的吧。So you do these pop-up kitchens how often?
I would say once or twice a month. Again, it really depends on location. But yeah, once or twice a month. And between that, I do a lot of private dining. So,
是。那我問Mark他整幾多這些pop-up kitchen, 就大約一個月一次至兩次左右，因為都好像剛才我這樣說，需要很多籌辦，當然也要做很多這個私房菜，很多人都很喜歡吃私房菜，那Mark也有做私房菜的。大家可能聽緊我訪問，我跟Mark講英文，但是我們take a short break回來，我都會跟大家介紹一下Mark。Mark很年輕的，都未夠30歲的。And your heritage, your nationality?
Filipino and quarter Chinese.
啊，有四分一中國人，和是菲律賓籍嘅，咁頭先都講過啦，只係咧啊都未夠呢一個30歲啦，咁同埋咧 the only one from Vancouver in the competition right now.
Only one left.
Only one? Oh, there were others?
There was one more. He was gone on the first episode.
Oh, 咁原來咧温哥華有兩個參賽者，咁而家就得翻一個就係Mark 係來自温哥華。咁我都知道 I have a list here. Let me see if I'm very very quickly find it and 話俾啲 audience 聽。If I can find it, I will tell you now. 我哋知道有Saskatoon, Toronto, St. John's, Calgary, Montreal. Toronto 有 3, Saskatoon 有 2.Coquitlam. Oh, there's someone from Coquitlam
as
well.
That's the one that went out. Yeah, I guess that's someone from Vancouver.
那就是參加 Top Chef Canada. So why don't we take a very short break? 我們轉頭回來繼續跟 Mark 聊天，大家不要走開。